Some men climb a mountain, some men swim the sea, some men fly above the sky, they are what they must be.
You know, one of these days I am going to sing along to these cues, so hopefully I will control myself, but I do love this music. That was Glenn Yarborough, Baby, the Rain Must Fall, and I just love that song. Well, welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast every Thursday at 11 a.m. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9, and again at Saturdays at noon. If you're listening while we're live on Thursday morning, please call us at 866-564-1290 or 805-564-1290. You can email me at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. Our next segment is single-parent dating, and I want to again clarify something about this segment, or my wife will kill me when I get home. I am married. I am not seeking, but I did seek, and I was fortunate enough to find my wife. And that is partly what this segment is about. It is possible to get married again, even in my advanced middle age. Our special guest now is Rachel Serra. She's also known as Single Mom Seeking, and she's an award-winning journalist and author of the dating memoir Single Mom Seeking. Welcome, Rachel, to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
Thank you for having me. But Bruce, aren't you always seeking, even if it's not necessarily seeking a date? Maybe you're seeking wisdom or seeking ways to become a better parent.
You bet. In fact, when we stop seeking, we stop growing.
Right.
So I couldn't agree with you more. Rachel, you told me in preparation for this show that your parents divorced when you were just 3 years old and mm-hmm. that they had 50-50 custody. And you spent 4 days with your mom every week and 3 days with your dad. You also told me that you don't remember anything different. That's really the way you grew up, and you got to know them both very well. Ironically, at least I think most people can't say this, you also told me that you're much closer to your father than many of your friends who grew up with fathers in married households.
Yes.
Wouldn't you say you were just darn lucky under those circumstances that your divorcing parents put you as a priority rather than fight each other, which seems to be so much the norm today?
Oh, they did fight each other, Bruce.
But not around you?
Oh, no, they did. However, they were both very, very determined that they were both going to be very involved parents, so they definitely had their share of fiery disagreements, and often in front of my sister and me. But that said, they still were very determined. I mean, my father was really, really wanted to have a part in our lives and was, you know, at every school concert, sporting event, you name it, was there. And yes, and we spent 3 nights a week with him, so we went back and forth every other night.
So you really do have a great love and regard for your father. Is he still with us?
Yes, and I'll add, you know, having listened in on Rabbi Paul, it's just, it was really fascinating and enlightening to hear him talk. Now being in a situation where my own child's father abandoned us when she was a baby, and just like he had said, you know, I perhaps will never really know or understand the reasons why. My own father has been the man in my child's life, and it's been amazing. He has been present for her, loving, has hung out with her every week, and we're talking about years, has been it. In fact, last night she had a dance performance, and he drove an hour through traffic to be there, and it's just amazing.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard the beginning of our show, but I'm planning a Father's Day tribute show on June 17th.
Great.
And I will be reading a tribute to my late father, and I certainly encourage you, if you want to prepare one, a short one to your father. It might be something that would feel good.
Thanks.
I've also asked callers, and any callers listening in now, please, I don't mean callers, I mean listeners. Please send in any emails about your father's, on the positive side. We're going to make this a positive show, to bruce@brucesallan.com, and I will read as many as we can. Rachel, again, this topic doesn't seem to relate directly to our segment name, but it does relate to single parents and their exes. What would you do and what do you say when you have a troublesome ex who badmouths you to your children? What about when you begin dating and they disparage your new partner? How do you keep from fighting back? by putting down your ex in defense, and should you ever? I mean, I asked you about four questions all at once, but this is obviously the sort of topic and subject that you're well equipped to answer.
Yes, I mean, I think that there's a definite ground rule that idealistically every divorced parent would follow, which is not to badmouth your ex in front of your kids, because, of course, if you're saying negative things about your ex, you know, you're essentially saying negative things about your child, because your child is a came from you and your ex. And so hopefully parents, you know, can follow that, but of course that doesn't happen, and people have very strong feelings and lose it and have tempers and all kinds of things. And I just strongly encourage parents to get involved in a support group, where there are just so many amazing counseling programs now for parents going through divorce about managing their anger. And if you can really figure out some tools to do that for the sake of your child.
I agree with you, but it can be hard. I know back in the day when I was dating, before I was married to my wonderful, beautiful wife that I'm married to now, back in that day, I dated some women who, at least their version, was that their ex-husband was constantly badmouthing them, and they had determined that they would not badmouth him. And I felt to some degree that the kids were not getting a balanced view if all they heard were the father's disparaging comments about the mom, and the mom didn't. I don't know what's right, but it did strike me that if the mom was not careful or did not take care of this in some kind of counseling format, that the father would brainwash the kids to believe some of the things he was saying.
Right. Yeah, well, that sounds like you could be getting into some legal issues that I won't venture into, but I will clarify, like, there's a difference between, like, bad-mouthing and just, like, swearing about the other parent, just saying things off the top of your head, and also just being honest. Like, let's say there's a single mom, and her ex repeatedly does not show up when he says he's going to like take the kids. Maybe he makes promises, you know, this weekend we're going to go to the circus, next weekend we're going out for ice cream, and then he doesn't show up, or he shows up a few hours late. Now, rather than bad-mouthing him, you know, she can just be very honest and just say, I know this is really disappointing for you. I know, you know, you are waiting here for him. She can be honest and acknowledge that he's being irresponsible without actually, like, going off on him.
I agree with you about telling the truth without overdoing it. We don't have much time left, but I'd like to read you one of a couple emails that we got.
Sure.
Dear Rachel and Bruce, last week you discussed some of the ins and outs of dating as a single parent. It all made sense, but I still deal with the guilt of leaving my kids with a sitter while I'm out having fun. Their dad is not in the picture, so I'm all they got. How can I get over this? Signed, Linda in Simi Valley.
Really good question, and boy, do I get it. And it's just, there's that phrase about if you're not happy and satisfied and grounded and feeling good with yourself, then you're not. It's going to be much more difficult for you to be that kind of parent. So just knowing that you really, really deserve to have time for yourself. Now, that might not necessarily mean going out on a date. Maybe you want to go to a yoga class. You want to go on a walk with a girlfriend. But you really do deserve sometimes, you know, to set aside at least once a week time just for you.
I so agree with that. I think I met so many women that I looked upon ultimately as martyrs to their children that were never available. And I don't think that's showing your children how to live life.
Right.
Rachel, we are out of time. Please tell listeners where they can reach you if they'd like to.
Great. Well, today I'll put a plug in for singlemommyhood.com. It's just like Neighborhood, but Single Mommyhood. It's the site that I co-launched with Dr. Leah Klungness. She's a psychologist, and she is the co-author of The Complete Single Mother. We have a whole community for single parents, and that includes dads, too.
Okay, and you're going to publish one of my columns, aren't you, for Father's Day?
I am.
I'm counting on that.
Thank
just
you.
putting you on the spot publicly. It's time for another break. Thank you so much, Rachel. Be sure to call in if you'd like to for our last segment at 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. This is the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View, on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.